Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is James Von Kirsten Smith, Reverend. The Reverend is in the house in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I know we have on the show tonight, we have a very special guest, Todd the Punisher Poulton. He's in Massachusetts. Good evening, Todd.
Good evening, Bone Crusher. How you been, buddy?
I've been busy, a one-armed man in a hatchet fight, man. It seems like everybody has a hatchet except me. But they in trouble because I'm the champ. Shit.
Well, we already know that, champ. We know that.
But
I know,
you know
one, we had a heck of a meal at the Golden Corral.
Yeah, it was a rainy night in Myrtle Beach. You know, normally we'd say a rainy night in Georgia, but it was a rainy night in Myrtle Beach at the Golden Corral the other day, a couple of days ago, and it was so good to have you here visiting your daughters in Myrtle Beach, and I had a chance to spend a couple of days with you, and we got a chance to know each other a little bit more.
Oh, we sure did.
And for the ones that don't know, we're going to get to know each other a little bit more as we move closer to the big date in Myrtle Beach, June the 14th, 2014. You and I, Todd, will be mixing it up, and we'll be the main event where we're going to have boxers, amateur boxers, coming from New York to Florida. But the main two states is going to be represented, North Carolina versus South Carolina. And I live in South Carolina. I'm from North Carolina, but I live in South Carolina. And because I'm the promoter, you and I are promoting this thing. I believe you're in the North and I'm in the South. I believe, Todd, the South will rise again.
Well, you can only pray.
I guess you can only pray, huh?
We are expecting some more people on the show tonight. Pastor Hill, if you see any other numbers pop, please let us know. I got one calling me right now. I'm going to switch over real quick. Hold on. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, who's on the call?
Joel Gresham.
Joel, where are you, man?
I'm in sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
What is the temperature in Fort Lauderdale, Florida?
Well, earlier today it was around 80, 81 degrees. Very comfortable.
Man, I got to get down there. You know, I'm going to spend several days in Florida starting next week. And I'm going to start working out. And, Joel, it's such a pleasure having you on the show tonight. And why don't you just tell the people the few things you know about the Bone Crusher. And you and I have had conversation recently about the Do Right Challenge. And why don't you just kind of have the floor here and kind of share with the people what you think about the program and how you think it would be a benefit in your area.
Well, I think that what you're doing is a fantastic thing for young people, and that's something that you've been doing ever since I had opportunity to meet you some years ago in Wilmington, North Carolina. And with this new program that you have going on right now, especially with all the obesity and kids who are having a difficult time being bullied, this is right on time, 100%. And you're the guy that could bring it.
Well, thank you very much, Joel. I agree with you, and you and I have agreed so many times. And, you know, during dinner for Christmas, you know, I had a chance to talk to my nieces and nephews, and I can remember when I was their age, and they were sitting there, and they want to come to Myrtle Beach. And yeah, everybody seems like want to come to Myrtle Beach because it's the golf capital of the world. And especially when we're doing this event, the summer camp, we're going to start on June the 12th and 13th and 14th. And then North Carolina versus South Carolina amateur boxers. And really, it's going to be amateur boxers coming from all over the East Coast, New York to Florida. And so they're very interested. They're sitting there, and they want to get involved. See, these kids around the country, around the world, they're sitting there with a question mark on their face. They want to get involved, but nobody seems to want to listen to these kids. They want to a lot of adults want to push the kids into a corner and call them crazy or stupid and give them drugs. But that's not the thing. What we're trying to do is get these kids and meet these kids where they are. They're on the computer. They're on the Internet. And what I'm trying to do with the Do Right Challenge is give these kids an opportunity. First of all, they can log into a website, championforkids.org. We're going to have it up and available where they can log in. We're going to create a reality show. Once a week, we're going to have them doing things. And one of the first things I'd like for them to do is to kind of teach these older people how to navigate the way they know how to navigate all the Internet. And we want to have several states coming together and have, create a newsletter, get these kids reading and writing and arithmetic. You know, because of technology, they kind of gotten away from thinking out of the box. And we want to get them thinking out of the box and teaching their parents how to think out of the box. And it's going to be these fights is going to be fights for families. And I'm so glad that we get Sergeant Goddard. Sergeant Goddard had called me, and he's going to be my host next weekend and for about 10 days in the Clearwater, St. Pete area. Sergeant Goddard, are you on the show tonight? I guess he didn't get on. Who else do we have on there?
Marty's here.
Marty, how you doing? Marty,
good.
Why don't you tell the people where you're calling from and what you think about the Do Right Challenge, Marty?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm on Long Island up in New York, and it's a little chilly here, and I left the garage door open for about 6 hours, and I didn't realize it. So I have to start doing things right here at home, but this Do Right Challenge of yours, like you said, the obesity, the bullying, you know, helping at-risk youth. You know, this is what we really have to start doing all across America because we see all the violence that's taking place. And this will really calm down things quite a lot. New resources where we never had them before.
Absolutely. You know, we get, you know, I this concept and idea started in Myrtle Beach a couple of years ago, 2011. I was speaking to Police Chiefs Association in Myrtle Beach. It was police chiefs from all over the state of South Carolina. And I go up and address the group, and I was going one way, and God had me to go a different way because I didn't want to upset those guys, you know. But I did have a problem with the violence and the kids shooting kids and the police shooting kids and everybody shooting each other. I had a problem with that, and I told them, you know, on that day in Myrtle Beach that I had a problem with that. But since that time, I realized that, you know, speaking out like that may or may not be the right way for me to do it. But when I watched my mom pass August the 4th of this year, and I watched the nurses check her vital signs, I said, you know what? And she encouraged me to take care of myself. And that is just those words, my mom on her deathbed, said, take care of yourself. And I knew that had more meaning than just those words. And I made a decision right then that I was going to lose some weight. I was going to get in better shape. And then all of a sudden, you know, in October, Todd Poulton and myself got together. Actually, he came up to, I was sitting at a Cracker Barrel restaurant in Myrtle Beach, and he came up, and, you know, and if you see Todd, go on the website, see him, you know he has a tattoo in his eye, and he can tell it. Todd, why don't you just tell the story? I talk all the time, and some people probably say, the Bone Crusher talk too much. Todd, you on the show, you tell them how this thing went about. Tell them,
the
Todd.
Punisher's on the show. Yes, he is. Yes, I actually called out Bone Crusher. I was stopping into Cracker Barrel off the highway there and off of 17, And I thought it was George Foreman at first, and I think that upset him even more because he told me he was prettier than George Foreman. To guess again, and I go, oh, that's got to be Bone Crusher. So I actually called the Bone Crusher out, and I told him I was a two-time celebrity boxing heavyweight champion of the world. And he goes, well, tell me a little bit more about yourself. What's up with the tattoo? So I told him that was for TV and different shows that I've been on, and because me and Bone Crusher have a lot of the same background as far as helping kids and being mentors, and I was a teacher of special education for more than 20 years. So anyways, I called him out, and he goes, I'll tell you what, Punisher, that's your nickname, right? I go, yeah, Todd the Punisher Bolton. He goes, Punisher, if you can beat Bone Crusher in a game of checkers, then I think I may get out of this rocking chair and accept your challenge. And God's honest truth, that's the way it went. Punisher beat him, but you know what he said to me after I beat him? He goes, Punisher, everybody has to win at something at least once.
You
know where I'm coming from, right, Bone?
It's going to be hard for you to beat the Bone Crusher in his backyard, Punisher, because if I ever going to fight, if a man going to ever fight, Punisher, he's going to fight in front of his family and his neighbors. He's going to fight now. He's going to fight that night.
You know, Bone Crusher.
Yes.
You know, I got a call from the Dominican Republic today from Boca Chica from a restaurant. Friend of mine called. He put a guy on the phone. He says, the guy says to me, he says, oh, you know Bone Crusher? I said, yeah. He says, I'm from the South Side in Philadelphia. And he said, I'm practically a family member of the guy who Bone Crusher beat to win the title in the Garden.
That would be Tim Witherspoon.
Yeah, tell the audience a little bit about that event and what you were trying to do.
Well, I mean, you guys probably know by now I have a book called Mad, Make a Decision. And I talk about it in my book the couple times I got mad. The first time I was a little crybaby, 6 years old, I had convinced myself I was not going to school. And nobody told my mom and daddy, so they had me dropping off in my first grade teacher's class, and I was crying, disrupting the class, and my teacher committed to flipping my behind, and I got mad with her. Then she sent a note home to my mama, and my mama whooped me with a switch, and I got mad with her. And then daddy came home, daddy whooped me with a belt, and I got mad with him. And I made two decisions right then and there. One, I was going to school. And two, if I ever got grown, I was going to whoop me somebody. I whooped a lot of people, and it looked like I'm going to whoop one more person, and he has a tattoo on his eye. I'm not even going to call his name. But y'all heard him talk tonight. I'm going to whoop one more person on June 14th. But see, the maddest I've ever been in my whole life, I can't get mad with Todd, but I'm going to tell you about this guy from Philadelphia. I was suing the great promoter Don King in 1986, and he called me up one day and said, Bone Crusher, this is Don King. I said, who? He said, this is Don King. I said, hey, Don, how you doing, brother? He said, Bone, I want to settle this lawsuit with you. I said, you do? He said, yeah. I said, I'm going to give you that world title fight you saw me about. I said, you are? He said, yeah. I said, who is the fight with, Don, and when is it? He said, well, Bone, I got some bad news. The fight is going to be against a guy that whooped you last year, Tim Witherspoon.
Uh-oh.
I said, I can see another whooping coming. I said, Don, when is this fight going to take place? He said, Bone, if the fight is going to be on HBO, you got a chance to redeem yourself on HBO. I said, Don, when is this fight going to happen? He said, Bone, it's going to be at Madison Square Garden, New York, and it's going to be next week. And I got mad with Don. I got mad again with Tim. And then when a big, giant man gets mad like this and punch like a mule, kicking you, somebody's in trouble. Punisher is to keep me laughing. He don't want to get me mad. I'm like the Incredible Hulk when I get mad.
Uh-oh.
I think I'll take this next fight. I know it's going to be hard, but I'm going to take it. So I flew up to Madison Square Garden, 7-day notice, and I knocked terrible Tim Witherspoon out in the first round to become heavyweight champion of the world. And because I had decided to go to college, and I became the first college graduate in the history of boxing, and now I just encourage kids around the world. We're going to have our online reality show. We encourage kids. The whole thing is about encouraging adults and kids to make good decisions. But, you know, I saw Tim Witherspoon in England. And sorry, God, if you all just speak up, because you hear me tell this story today when we spoke. And I saw Timmy in England a couple of years ago, and I said, Timmy, he said, Bone, he said, you know, I did not want to get in the ring with you that night. He said, Don made me get in the ring with you that night. I said, well, Timmy, with a spoon. I said, well, I said, I got good news for you, and I got bad news for you, Timmy. He said, which one do you want to hear first, Timmy? He said, well, give me the bad news first. I said, well, Timmy, the bad news is you had to get in the ring with me that night, and you didn't want to. He said, well, what's the good news? I said, you wasn't in there long.
You wasn't in there long. Hey, Bo.
He wasn't. He had to be in there with me long. Hey, that was the good news.
Yeah.
Sir Gunner, are you on the phone, Sir Gunner? We want to hear from you. I guess he's not on. Pastor Hill, who else do we have on the call, on the show tonight?
Golden Boy.
Huh?
The Golden Boy.
Golden Boy. Why don't you tell the people who you are, tell the people what you've done in the past and what you're doing now, where you're calling from, and what you think about the heavyweight champion of the world and this big event we're doing in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
All right, go ahead and do that.
Mark Frazee, the Golden Boy, and I'm from Ohio, Portsmouth, Ohio, and I work with the kids. I have a project is called Hooks for Books, where I put high schools against high schools to raise money for the high schools. And since 2005, we've given out over $64,000 in scholarship money.
Yeah, you know, I'm a military man. But anyway, I travel from sea to sea. That's second VA service.
Hello, champ?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we on?
Who is this? Yes. Sergeant Goddard?
This is Sergeant Goddard, unfazed.
Sergeant Goddard, just hold tight. Golden Boy is telling his story, and we're going to bring you up next. Just hold tight. Hold what you got. We're going to bring you up. I've been asking for you. Now you're here. Hold on,
yeah,
Sergeant
Goddard.
I've
been here.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Don't go nowhere. Go ahead, Golden Boy.
Okay, champ.
Go ahead, Golden Boy.
Yes.
You're next.
It's just about it. You know, the whole thing is everybody wants to be a hero. And, yeah, we really preach and really try hard to make hometown heroes in the tri-state.
We got some background noise. We hear y'all. Go ahead, Golden Boy. Talk up. Go ahead, Golden Boy. Talk up.
Yeah. Well, just making hometown heroes. We get a chance to honor our veterans, our teachers, and the hometown heroes. You've been up to it. You come up to the Hooks for Books, and you got to see it. And we have a lot of fun with it.
They call me Sun G, like song.
Hold on, Sergeant Goddard. Hold on, keep it quiet. You up next.
Okay,
Go ahead, Gola Boy.
How we doing tonight?
So, you know, our thing is just keep on pushing. Try to help these kids to reach their dreams. And the bad thing about it, you don't have too many kids who have dreams anymore. They have no clue what they want to do and what they want to shoot for. So, you know, we have a great ministry, SoFi Die, with the Hooks for Books, to keep these kids going forward and reaching their dreams.
And how close did you become to winning the world title, Golden Boy? You represented, I remember you in the 80s, you represented, you represented West Virginia. Tell them how close you got to becoming the champion, Golden Boy.
Isn't there a sign that says 18?
Somebody.
No, but the sign stays here, the sign. Yeah.
Go ahead, Golden Boy.
Well, I was 18-0 as a pro, and
hang on,
I was to fight Wilfred Scipion. And the winner between me and Wilfred Scipion was fighting to fight Marvin Hagler for the world championship. I lost a decision. Wilfred fought a beautiful fight and gave me my first loss, and he fought Marvin Hagler.
Awesome. Well, you know, I want to be the first to say congratulations on that, your professional boxing career. Also, congratulations on what you're doing with the kids with the Hooks and Books. And you're right, I've been up there to represent and to support you for the Hooks and Books programs that you're doing. And I'm hoping that you'll be able to bring some kids down to Myrtle Beach in June for the summer camp as well as the boxing event. Thank you very much, Golden Boy, for being on the show tonight. And at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we got a superstar. He knows Tim Witherspoon very well. And he called me the other night early in the morning. And I said, he's working on a major project. And I said, why did you wait so late to call me? But see, and then I told him that my time, our time is not God's time right now. For Sergeant Donner, got to tell the people who you are and why you're on this show tonight.
Sir, yes, sir. I'm here for one reason and one reason only, and that's to share the love of God with not just the boxing fans, but anybody. And we're doing that through cinema. You know, I spent the last 7 years out in Los Angeles learning the industry, the ins and outs. I did the film school thing, but more importantly, I dealt with the people. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about the people. You know, if you can't get the people involved, then, you know, you're done. You're dead in the water. So spent 7 years out there in L.A., came back here to the East Coast because I'm from Atlantic City, and I just kept plugging away. A lot of folks thought that it was just a game or a pipe dream, but I understood in the beginning that, you know, the journey to the title, you know, it ain't going to happen overnight. It might take you 10, 15, sometimes 20 years to get there. And all the naysayers will eventually fall off, but you got to stand fast, unfazed. In other words, get the spirit of no mind, pay that no mind when people are doubting whatever it is you're doing. And you just keep plugging away and be faithful unto God, because he'll provide. When there's vision, when God gives you vision, he'll always give you provision. He'll provide. So that's what's happened. We're getting all the support that we need to make it happen. And right now we're just on a little break for the holidays. Everybody's, you know, going home with the family for Christmas and New Year's. But the bottom line is we have a trilogy, a feature film franchise that is bringing back boxing, and particularly the heavyweights. And we have Terrible Tim Witherspoon as one of our main characters in the film entitled Unfazed. And we're basically playing Connect the Dots. We're looking at the folks that gave Tim some trouble in the ring, and it'll be co-stars, folks like yours truly, James Bone Crusher Smith. Huh?
I gave him a lot of trouble. I gave him a lot of trouble in the ring.
Okay, he certainly did. I mean, that's one for the ages. That's right. These cats are swapping leather. Anyway, the film won't be out until December of next year. So between now and then, I have to groom the fighters into thespians, actors, okay? It's show business. One of the things that made Muhammad Ali the greatest of all time is his showmanship. Now, we know he lost more than one or two fights, but he always kept the audience excited. And that's what it's about. Keep the audience involved, keep them excited. And James Bonecrusher Smith has got talent. He's got that charisma to keep the audience on the edge of the seat. He's a great speaker, a great orator. He's a deep thinker. I think he has a college degree, if I'm not mistaken.
The first college graduate to become heavyweight champion of the world.
That's what I remember, and that says a lot. So we're encouraging other kids not to just stay in school, but go all the way. Go to college. Get your degree. But most importantly, fall in love with justice, and that's who God is. God is justice. God is right. When man's wrong, God is right. He always gets the last word. So many of our young people end up on probation, end up in jail or prison, or in the morgue. And it starts with, if you can somehow build your relationship with the Lord, that can help keep you out of trouble. Now, it doesn't guarantee you won't get in trouble, because trouble, you know, rains on the just and the unjust. You know, in fact, the followers of Christ, a lot of them went to jail. Huh? So, but the main thing is, it doesn't matter where you go or where you don't go. The main thing is, who are you with and who do you stand for? As long as you're standing with God and you're with him, it really doesn't matter where you are or where you're not, because you're together with the winner, with the winner of the entire universe. Amen?
Amen. And I'm excited that you called me the other day. I've been excited. I've been so excited about us getting together, meeting. And yeah. I'm going to be in Orlando next Thursday, and we're going to have breakfast the next day, and I'm going to be around, look like, for about a week to 10 days. I'm excited about that.
Well, I'm in Clearwater Beach right now, but I'm going to make a beeline out to Orlando to come meet you, spend some time with you before we bring you over here to the West Coast. But in promoting this movie, I've got to do Miami, and right now I'm doing Tampa and Clearwater, St. Pete. But I got to do Miami and West Palm and Pensacola up there where Roy Jones is at, Fort Walton. But I'll be doing the whole country before the movie comes out.
Miami.
So I've got to groom all the fighters.
You
still recruit the fighters.
Miami.
Huh? I'm sorry? Yeah. I'm sorry, hello?
Are we still on?
Hello? I'm still on. I'm still here.
All right.
I'm still here as well.
I think Bone Crusher lost you.
Oh, yeah, Bone Crusher lost us.
Did his call drop?
No, I don't think it's his call.
Yeah, I dropped him. He'll call back in. Go ahead and talk.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So anyway, the movie is very passionate. You know, it's about relationships stemming from God right on down to our mothers. You know, we say moms are like angels with passion and care. Because whenever you're down, they'll always be there. With love and grace and mercy is divine. They're tender as lambs. They're stronger than lions. They'll pray for you, stay with you all the day long, believing you like you some glorious song. Now, who could name the depth of your mom's love? Nobody on earth but heaven above, because she waits. She states your case to God. Mom brings you favor and laboring eyes. Yep, moms are like angels with love profound. But when everyone's gone, she'll still be around. Down to save your God to praise, to walk in love and stand unfazed. Unfazed.
Amen.
That's the name of the movie, Unfazed. That's spelled UNPHAZED. Go up on Facebook and look for Unfazed, UNPHAZED. Click like, send a message, and let's get it on.
Let's get it on. I was dropped off the call, but I'm back now.
Hey, good to have you back.
So you're a major star, Mr. Smith. It's written in the stars that you reach billions of people around the world. Through cinema. That's where all the years out in Hollywood. Now Hollywood's coming to me.
I'm fired up,
and
I'm ready to go.
We're going to give you a three-picture deal. You know, you'll play a role in all three movies.
I said, put me in, Coach. I'm ready to play.
Good song, isn't it?
Put me in, Coach. I'm ready to play. Come on.
Yeah, you're in there. I can't wait till you get here next week so I can give you a copy of the script. You know, we have you sign the confidentiality agreement. You know, just status quo. That's how the business goes. But once you sign the confidentiality agreement, we'll give you a copy of the script, and you start rehearsing your lines and whatnot. And the production has already begun. Like I said, we're just on a small break from the holiday season. And we'll pray that everyone had a good Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and all that good stuff. But come next week, we're going to get it on and take it to the next level.
We're ready to take it to the next level. I'm so excited about having you on the show tonight. And we appreciate all those kind words. And again, I'm so excited. I don't know what to do, man. I ain't been this excited since I was a little boy at Christmas time. I know it's Christmas time. I feel like I'm a little boy, but I'm a big boy now. I'm all grown up.
It's a blessing. I mean, when you were in your prime in the boxing ring, you know, it's like, wow, look at this, man, on pay-per-view or whatever it is, HBO, whatever. And, you know, you're fighting for millions of dollars on the line. But as you know, that used to be a lot of money. Today, that's not a lot of money anymore. And then what happens is once the prime is passed and, you know, you can't get the boxing license or whatever from the athletic commission from state to state, it's like, where do you go from being a heavyweight champion of the world? I mean, where do you go from that? What, selling cars? I mean, you know, working at a restaurant? Where do you go from being a heavyweight champion of the world? Because when you're the heavyweight champion of the world, for that moment, you become the most popular person on the planet. Huh? That's where Ali got his fame. You know, you don't have to have a college degree. You don't have to have even an education. But if you're the baddest man on the planet, the heavyweight, you know, you get King Kong for a minute. So the thing is, now God blessed me to open up some doors through cinema, through the movie industry, where I'm taking all the champions and I'm bringing them on the silver screen, see? Because you already have your fan base. You're not going to lose that. You know, people say, I remember when. I remember that night in Las Vegas. Or I remember that night in Atlantic City. I remember when he hit him. I remember, you know, so on and so forth. So now when they see that you're in the movie, those fans, you're not going to buy a ticket. Huh? Yeah, they're going to support you to the day you die. And then some. I mean, we talk about the fight after they, you know, they still talk about Rocky Marciano.
Yeah.
They still talk about, you know, some of the old great champions. Alexis Abuelo is another one. Even young Arturo Gatti. Huh? These guys will always have that fan base. You're legends of all time. So now the least I can do is give you a role in the movie. I think you've earned it. For all those years in the gym and all those rounds in front of millions of people, taking a pounding, you know, exchanging blows for all the fight fans all over the world to see. I mean, that just moves people, huh?
Yeah,
every championship fight was like a Super Bowl. You know, folks don't even want to go to the bathroom. They want to see every blow, every slip of the punch, every uppercut, you know. We're talking about the sweet science. I'm not really into MMA and the UFC, whatever it is. I'm like, if you're going to box, box. If you're going to wrestle, don't wrestle. But, you know, make up your mind. And we're people, you know. We're a high species. We're not animals. We don't belong in a cage. You're talking about cage fighting. We're not animals. This is the sweet science. This is the art of boxing. Huh?
We totally agree.
Absolutely.
Bone Crusher.
Yes.
Marty.
Hey, Marty.
So, you know, first of all, we want to have all those boxes he's talking about in your Do-Right campaign.
Yes.
For people to lose weight, you know, cut down on the obesity, cut down on the bullying, to improve the writing skills of disadvantaged youth all over the country. But I have to share something with you that I think should be part of the record. You know, I was driving past Temple University in Philadelphia on Broad Street, and all of a sudden I said, holy cow, Joe Frazier's gym, you know? Actually, I was walking because I later spoke to Joe, and he wanted to give me a ride back to my car, you know? I just remember that. So we sat down, and we were talking. And, you know, Joe, at the age of 13, quit school. You know, he was doing sharecropping down south. And, you know, we spoke about that. His son Marvis never really got educated also. You know, that became problematic for the family. And basically, I went away. I went to my car. I was driving several blocks away, and I saw the Salvation Army. And I said, wait a minute, let me stop off over here. I went inside the Salvation Army. I said, listen, do you have a GED program to drop out of school? He said, yes, we do. So I tell you what, I want to hook up Joe Frazier's gym with your Salvation Army and any boxers and their girlfriends who don't have their education yet, who are old enough, to study GED in the Salvation Army. So I was really trying to hook boxing gyms up with GED programs because, you know, the names that you mentioned, most of these people never graduated from school. And then you wonder why at the age of 30 they don't have anything in life.
Yeah, that's right, Marty. You know, and that's why we try to encourage these kids, encourage people. I mean, even though you might be an adult, but if you want to get your education, you can get that GED and you can go back and get it and do what you want to do in America. God bless America. We're so happy to be in America that you can go back and get that education. We had a chance to meet a young man this afternoon, Mike. He's with the Boys and Girls Club there in St. Augustine, Florida. Mike, did you make it on the show?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Mike, I know you and I just met this afternoon, but based on what we were able to talk about this afternoon, why don't you just share it? Just tell people who you are, Mike. I just said it, but tell people your full name and where you're calling from and what you do day-to-day and what you see and how the Do Right Challenge can bless you, your kids in St. Augustine, Florida.
Well, my name is Mike Israel, and I'm a unit director at a Boys and Girls Club here in St. Augustine, Florida. And I've been the unit director there for a little over a year now. My background is in juvenile justice, so I've seen both sides of the coin. I've seen kids, you know, go down the wrong path and correct it, and I'm trying to prevent kids from going down that path because I've seen the other side of that coin, and that's what we're trying to do here at the Boys and Girls Club. Part of that partnership is with, you know, one of the greatest heavyweights, Bone Crusher Smith, and I appreciate the opportunity to be a part of the Do Right Challenge and present this to our kids in the online forum and hopefully help with the obesity issues and also with the bullying issues, which is a big part of our anti-bullying campaign there at the club. You know, being a young man myself, I was obese and sometimes bullied, and I understand that part of it. So, you know, this would definitely help us with our kids and hopefully force them to become better, both physically and better as citizens and being young adults.
Fantastic, Mike. We appreciate those words. And again, I'm going to leave Myrtle Beach next Thursday, and all throughout my drive down through South Carolina and into Georgia and into Florida, I'm going to be in contact with you, and hopefully we can I can stop and meet you in St. Augustine and just kind of, you know, kind of seal the deal and let you know that we're for real and we're going to be working with you guys. And I'll keep you posted on my travel, and hopefully, again, you and I can be able to sit down and at least grab a cup of coffee en route to my destination.
That'll be great. That'll be great. Thank you, sir.
Pastor Hill, thank you for being on the show, Mike. Pastor Hill, do we have any new guests on the show tonight, and new numbers?
No, about two, three there. There's so many, I done lost track. You got two, three more there.
Did my friend Hector call in? My friend Hector, did he call in? He really should be talking to the Boys and Girls Club director.
I'm here.
Oh, that's Hector. Hector, tell him what you're doing.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to say it's a pleasure to be on the call. Big names, big people, all a little older than me, but I'm glad to be around the beautiful voices and the beautiful love that's in the air. My best friend was the grandson of a person that's very important in this world, and his last name is Naismith. We have a program. It deals with youth and helps with sportsmanship and education, and that's how Marty and I came about. We make sure the kids understand that education is more important than the tool that you use to keep them out the streets. We got a great ideas on how to keep them busy, keep them in school, keep them focused. And,
yeah, but tell
them
who Naismith was. Tell them who Naismith was.
My friend was Jan Naismith. He was the grandson of Dr. James Naismith, the inventor of basketball and plus some other inventions like volleyball and stuff like that. He was the first one to wear a football helmet. Very people, few know about that. And what we do is we make sure the kids understand to stay in school and stay focused and stay fit with what, like Bone Crush is doing with his program, make sure that the kids stay healthy. And that's the most important thing in this world. With a healthy mind comes a healthy body. And you do that, and you got have to go one. You just got to go out and implement what's in, what's on your mind and what's on your goals.
That's awesome. We appreciate you being on the show tonight, and we appreciate those words, and we look forward to working with you as well.
And, you know, Hector's from Orlando.
I'm right here in Orlando. I understand you'll be coming up next week. Marty's like, he's El Quijote of EGD. I'm El Quijote of basketball, so let me throw that out there so you guys can understand how much I know about the game. I love the game. Basketball saved my life, saved many lives. It's a great sport to help people understand that camaraderie is very, very important, no matter regardless of what age you are. You can always learn.
Well, we're going to start out in Jacksonville. We're going from Jacksonville, St. Augustine, to Orlando, to Clearwater. And I'm going to be in the area about 10 days, so I know we'll be able to get together.
Well, one thing's for sure, you're going to love the weather.
I'm going to practice short.
That would have stayed.
You're a good listener.
Just don't forget your clubs.
I'll bring some golf clubs. I love to play golf, man.
I need to take a ride on up there to Clearwater. I got my clubs.
Bone Crusher. Yeah, Bone Crusher.
Yeah.
Great to have a director at the Boys and Girls Club who's been involved in juvenile justice.
Oh, that's awesome. That's powerful, man. That's very powerful, Marty. You're right.
Yeah, because the influence that those, you know, when they turn these youth around and they become positive in the Boys and Girls Clubs, it has to have a profound effect on their friends who are still causing trouble on the streets.
Yeah.
And you know, if we can get them all involved in the Do Right contest and to start writing, we're gonna really improve the whole state of Florida, possibly through the Boys and Girls Club in St. Augustine.
Yeah. You know, that's right.
Bone.
Yes.
Yeah, Bone. Here in Fort Lauderdale. My brother is a BSO officer, he's a sergeant, as a matter of fact, and he's part of the PAL, which is a PAL, which is a boxing organization that they have here. But one of the things that is attractive with your program is the fact that coming in and talking to these guys about obesity and also which I heard some of the other guys talking about educational programs. That is very, very much needed down on this end as well. So what you're doing will be a powerful thing. And I can't wait until you come to this area so I can introduce you to those BSO officers who's doing that.
Thank you, Joel.
I don't mean to cut off, but the name Do Right, it basically ties everybody in because I know that this thing is about time to do the right thing. We do the right thing.
Absolutely.
And our future for our children will be a better off than the way it's going right now. There?
Hello? Did you lose Bone Crusher again?
Yeah, is there? You guys understood what I just said?
I think we lost Bone Crusher again.
Yeah, he'll be all right. He'll be okay. He'll come
probably
back.
Probably got a call back in. No, good work. And, you know, you're going to have to tell these people about the Naismith Penny. You might as well do it right now.
Well, the program I have, it's called, like Marty put it out there, it's called the Naismith Penny. It's 12 projects underneath an umbrella to help donate to communities, build programs for youth as well as adults. Not only help the youth, but also help the adults to understand that they can be able to call into a former NBA, a former athlete, and just vent on people to talk to. You know what I'm saying? If they could have somebody to talk to, life would be so much easier for the children and understand that in life, we always got to keep learning. We have a sportsmanship club. We have the NIC, which is a program that's going to invite all types of basketball teams around the world to come and play for free. We have, like, with Marty, we're going to have the education part with the books and a lot of more entities that come to it. So With Bone Crushers do the right thing, it all ties into place.
Absolutely, I lost the call, and then I'm back on the call now. The champ, Bone Crushers is back.
Champ is back.
But Bone Crusher, I was sharing with them about my concept. It's called the Naismith Penny, and basically ties into, I got 12 projects. I call them 12 players, like a basketball team, and it all helps the community. Everywhere there's an NBA team or college team, we'll be able to implement to help them stay in school, stay fit, for adults, an outlet to talk to. I mean, more than just the youth, because we got to understand some of these adults need to be re-educated and forget that old school is the best school and the way to make sure that the mind stays strong and forget about what they were taught.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and they never learn. A lot of the older ones never learn, so you can't teach what you don't know. And we're just going to encourage them as well. And everybody's going to encourage everybody. I see the young people encouraging the old people encouraging young people. And I want to see everybody. See, if you have the spirit of God, like Sakata said earlier, and like he and I had talked about, if the spirit of God is moving through you, you want to be a blessing to everybody. You want to be a blessing to yourself, but also at the same time, you want to be a blessing to everyone you meet.
Amen. Amen. And a lot of things that come out nowadays is the youth they listen to youth more than they would to an older person. So if we get them to learn how to mentor the youth on youth, it helps a lot.
Absolutely. Sorry, God, was that you? Or are you still on the show? He might have dropped off. Are you still here?
This is Hector. This is Hector in Florida.
Okay, Hector.
All right. I guess
all
they
right.
left. Anybody
Ball.
Else on? Anybody else on here?
Yeah.
Joel is on.
Let me say this. One of the things that you're talking about mentors and educational program. Now, I'm a graduate of Dale Carnegie. One of the things that we learned, and something I learned about myself, when you find out that you've been doing a lot of things the wrong way, having attitudes and personal issues, human relations is the key. And that's one of the things that those kids really need a great deal, something they would definitely need to learn about a great deal, because human relations really sets the tone. And the two things that I preach down on this end is human relations and financial literacy. Two powerful things that we need.
Another on top of that, the youth, they need a lot of love, man, and that's one thing that people get, that love is extremely important. You give love to a person, they'll never forget you. I mean, a kind gesture or a smile is better than a frown, you know. So love is extremely important nowadays, and a lot of kids need that.
Absolutely, and I agree wholeheartedly with Joel, and both of you and Hector, and you know, technology is great, but somehow or another, technology has kind of replaced the personal relationships, and I think we need to get back to having a personal relationship with our neighbor and the people that we meet. It's just a matter of having coffee, sharing a poem, or doing big things together, working out, or fighting like me and Todd. I mean, it all works together if you have the spirit of love in your heart.
Technology is good. But it's sometimes good just to sit down and talk to somebody, because a human voice can't be replaced by a text or an email or a social media blast. Love, you can only feel when you talk to somebody.
Absolutely.
Praise and appreciation is the key.
I think we have to make the technology more positive to people. Now, for example, you mentioned that you like tell people with financial literacy. Well, we need more online classes where people can find out about financial literacy. My friends in hip-hop did an event in New York City, you know, with Russell Simmons in a big auditorium in Manhattan. Chrysler was one of the sponsors, and they handed out booklets on financial literacy. But what happens afterwards? What's the follow-up after this big event where everyone, LL Cool J was there and others? So basically, they have to be taught. You can't just hand them a book and say, go
right.
home and read it.
I agree with that.
If we could have online classes at a very low cost, tell people all over the country with what you're talking about, we can make a difference. And that's the way to go. And
so
combine
what,
that with the personal relationships,
yeah.
then you got a winner.
Well, I agree with you 100% on that, because one of the things that I was able to do with my God-given talent was to create a book on financial literacy for young people. But one thing that we discovered once we started promoting it a little bit was the fact that, hey, wait a minute, the book was so simple an adult can learn from it. And one thing they talked about was the basics. How many adults really don't even know the basics? And if you combine those two together, you really got something going once you put it out there. So the whole latter thing is something that is very, very attractive. I think that's something that we should approach, or at least talk about doing.
Well, here's something for you. 40% of students that are expected to graduate from high school on time cannot pass the GED. And that happens every year. So we have a large part of our population that really don't know their basics. We have to bring them back to learn the basics, whether it's the Common Core curriculum or anything else. They have to know the basics. If they fail on the basics, they're going to fail.
So it goes back to you, Bone. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, it goes back to you, Bone, with the Do Right campaign project that you got going on. Is, you know, not only with obesity and bullying, you know, I think in that program you probably can, you know, stretch a little bit more and add some of these things, because they're going to need all of that, you know.
Yep.
You know, to have a real, you know, to have a good self-esteem, they got to know what they're doing in terms of, you know, how to handle their money, how to protect their money, how to keep it, you know, as well as, you know, being able to, you know, I heard someone earlier say, give a smile, and as well as show praise and appreciation to others, you know, as well as themselves. So that's something to think about.
Absolutely, Joel. And I see we just pick a week, each week we have a different topic. We just bring someone on that, you know, can share and kind of teach that one-hour class. And I just see how that role, they can log into championofthekids.org. We're going to have that up next month, probably next week. Will Smith was supposed to be on the line. Will, on the call, on the show. Will, are you out there? But he was supposed to be with us. He was with us last week. Will, are you there? He didn't make it tonight, but we're going to have this up and running very shortly, and where people can log on to the website, and we have a special guest to come on and be that guest and be that teacher for that particular night, and I'm excited about it, guys. I'm excited that you all are on the show tonight, and that it's about that time. Pastor Hill, are you there? It's about that time,
I'm
right?
Right here. I'm right
it's
here.
About
I'm
that
right here.
It's,
I'm right here.
We had a great show tonight, and we want to thank everybody for being on the show. And we look forward to turning this into, continue this, but also at the same time have an online reality show where we actually teach the basics. And I'm excited about teaching as many basic fundamentals as we possibly can. With that said, Pastor Hill, you want to close us out, or you want me to do it?
You can do it.
Well, we always like to close it out with a short prayer, and I guess I'm going to do the short prayer. God, we, me and my, our guests join hands, and we join spirits, we join minds, and we thank you right now, God, for giving us the mindset to bring forward the Do Right Challenge, and we look forward to working with each and every one that's on the show tonight, and we look forward, we're excited. That you are part of our lives, God, that you have touched our heart and our mind and our soul, and we have recognized, helped us to recognize a tremendous need among youth, young people and adults God, we need you. We need you in our lives to direct our paths. And we just want to acknowledge you tonight, God, and ask that you will continue to lead and guide us in the right way. God, we pray, we touch and agree right now in Jesus' name. And we all said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Good night. Have a safe night.
Soon, Bone.
All right. See you soon.
Trust you more.